podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
You saw him play live a couple times. Good hustle, bend. Obviously, like everyone, can over-pursue, but his demeanor and consistent pressure stands out. Right? This is one of my friends, scouts. Professional scouts. These are real scouts. Outside speed rusher with a high-level motor is another one, by the way. Has to evolve his pass rush game from speed from just no. Has to evolve his pass rush game from just speed and get off in the snap and add some power rush and counter move elements. But the skill set is there. I like the pick. He scouts for another team. He doesn't have to tell me that he likes the pick. Okay? Doesn't have to tell me that he likes to pick. Talked to a couple other guys yesterday. They love the character. I'll give you my favorite quote about him last night that somebody sent me. This kid wants to be a real pro. That's it. He goes to me, the guy's work ethic is off the charts. He's got great character, all of that. But he wants to be a real pro. Like, this guy wants to put in the work. This guy wants to be great. You know, that kind of stuff. It's not like I'm just looking for my NIL money. And, you know, let me go take my pics and let me go be on social media. And it's me. And, you know, and create bullshit hype and all that kind of stuff. That's not what he's all about. He's a guy that he's a character guy. And I know that people get all hung up with the whole sack stuff, but I remember Calais Campbell ran like a five in the combine, and he fell to like the end of the first round. And it was like, no, Suggs. It was Terrell Suggs. That's what it was. Terrell Suggs fell like he was, didn't he come out like of Arizona State or Arizona or some shit like that? Look it up or something. So Terrell Suggs comes out and he runs like a 5.5140 or something, and he falls to the end of the. And he had, my God, I want to say he had like 36 sacks in his college career or something. It's like, and he ends up becoming, you know, a great player. Arizona State, right? Okay. And then I remember Jason Pierre-Paul was a one-year wonder guy, and people are like, you're going to take a chance on a one-year wonder and because you see a skill set there. You know? Calais Campbell was a hell of a player. I think he fell in the back end of the first round also. And just, you know, went on to have a Hall of Fame career. And Chop Robinson doesn't have a ton of sacks, but he has a ton of pressures that created interceptions, created incompletions, created sacks for others, created forced fumbles, and that's what they look at. But that's all right. All of you look at, you know, so much film. Yeah, they want a disruptor.